What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. We made it to Friday. Get ready for it. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Make sure to treat yourself with a breakfast burrito this morning. This is a tradition I think that I'm just going to hold on to forever and ever and ever. You made it to the end of the week. It's Friday. You deserve it. Treat yourself. Get yourself a breakfast burrito. Hi, I'm Nina Blanco. We made it to episode 4 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you for listening. I've been trying to, like, new year, new me. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast has just really kind of helped give me a sense of, I don't know, doing anything, because for the last 6 months I haven't been doing anything. And this podcast, I mean, I've been pouring all my time and effort into it, and it's taking up all of my time. I'm going to be honest, the boy I feel like is getting annoyed at how much time I'm spending on it, but he totally supports me and everything, but he wants his solo Nina time as well. And the podcast is taking away from that, because I'm just like on my laptop all the time, editing things on my phone, posting things, responding to messages. But it's been so, so awesome. But yeah, this podcast has been taking up all of my time. As of right now, it kind of looks like I'm trying to do 2 episodes per week. And I'm trying to get a schedule down so that I'm not just constantly working on it. But I'm looking at about 2 episodes a week. I liked releasing one on Wednesday and releasing on Friday for Breakfast Burrito Friday. So hopefully that will be the schedule of new episodes. And hopefully I'll be able to continue to come up with stuff to talk about twice a week, because that's a little intimidating as well, I'm not going to lie. Because it's new year, new me. Yeah, I've been going to the gym. I talked about the fact that I got a gym membership on December 31st and I finally used it on, the 11th. I finally used it on the 11th of January and I went 2 days in a row. Look at that. Props to me. For anyone else trying to get back on your fitness regimen, I'm just trying, like, the goal is 3 times a week and no weekends. 3 times a week, that's what I'm going to start with, and I think that should be all right for me. It's better than absolutely nothing and stuffing hot Cheetos down my throat, you know what I mean? So, going to try to do that. Yeah, I went to the gym the last couple of days, and I was surprised at how empty it was. Like, you hear about, after the new year, everyone signs up, and it's so jam-packed with people, and you can't get in there, and blah, 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 but, like, I don't know, the one that I've been going to, it's just a Planet Fitness. It's a pretty big space, but I'm going during the day on the weekday because I can, and it's awesome because there's really not a whole lot of people in there. So it's been great so far. I love doing the people watching in the gym. Unfortunately, I don't have any, like, spectacular stories from that, but I'm sure it will come. Most of the time that I have, like, gym stories, it's just, like, stupid shit that I've done, because, like, I've sat backwards on a machine and used it completely wrong before, and then never went to that gym again because I was too embarrassed. But if anything comes up in the gym, I will be sure to let you know. I will say there was just this one girl, like, I think everyone's a little bit gay. I think I'm definitely a little bit gay. I'm not going to lie. I like beautiful women. Beautiful women are just so freaking gorgeous. And there was this girl there and she was just, like, super hot. And I think she was a newbie like I am, but she was a Latina. She was kind of like, I don't know if she was a chola or not, but, like, she gave me chola vibes. And she was just, like, doing her thing in there. And she was, like, working really hard. And she had, like, her waistband on. And I was like, get it, girl. Yeah. But she had, like, tattoos all over the place, like, tattooed face. I'm like, you're gonna be, like, super hot. Not that you're not hot already, because you are hot right now, but you're gonna be, like, killing it in a couple months. Get it, girl. Girl power. I love that. But then there was this guy yesterday at the gym, and he kept trying to make eye contact with me. And this is the part of the gym that I hate the most, is like dudes or people just creeping on each other. I mean, I know you can't help but look, and that's okay, but, like, it's just, it gets awkward sometimes. But this one dude, he kept making eye contact with me, and I was like, at one point, I was on a machine, and I was doing, like, arms or whatever, and he was on the machine right next to me, but the way that the machines are angled, he was kind of, like, right in front of me. So as I'm, like, doing my thing, he's just right there in front of me, and so he was just kind of, like, standing, taking a break, and then he would, like, look over at me and make eye contact. And I was like, bro, I'm just over here trying to do arms. Please don't do this to me right now. But it was super awkward. I ended up not having to talk to him, thank goodness. But I'm like, I forgot about that part of the gym. So lots of gym stories to come, I'm sure. Well, while I was in the gym on the treadmill, you know, you slow down the speed and you take a break and you scroll through your phone, I did notice that there were a lot of reports because it was the first day of the King Super strike, the King Super's worker strike. And as I was scrolling through on my phone, I saw that Denver 7 had reported that because of the King Super strike that had started that morning, there was like little to no business in King Supers because they're telling everyone, hey, please support us. Don't shop at King Supers for a couple days while we continue our negotiations. So workers are asking for more money and bigger bonuses. There have been no agreements yet. And so at Wednesday at 5 a.m., Wednesday the 12th, at 5 a.m., that's when the strike started. And so I don't know how long this strike is going to go on for, but the company, I saw a report, the last, best, and final offer that the company had put forward was to raise their wages $4.50 an hour, but King Super's employees, they turned that down, and so now they are on strike. And I decided, I was like, you know what, Denver 7, they were like, we drove past and we saw no one was there. I was like, I'm gonna drive past my King Supers, because I was out anyway. I was out at the gym, and then I went on my way home. I was like, let me just drive past this King Supers real quick. So I did, and I went in there and I went into the parking lot, and there were, I don't know, not a lot of cars, but at the same time, I feel like if no one's supposed to be shopping there, there was still way too many cars. But I drove through, and then I noticed, because I was in the back of the parking lot driving, and I noticed that there were a bunch of people by the front doors with like these signs, these white and red signs, red lettering on it. And so I was like, let me go see. So I pull up and I drive and I do, you know, a little slow drive by in the front, and it's the workers that were striking, and they were holding signs, you know, just explaining why they're striking and please help us out and sorry for the inconvenience, but we're just trying to make a living wage. And I was like, you know what? Good for you guys. Good for you guys. So it was actual workers striking with picket signs in the front of the actual King Supers. I didn't expect that. I just thought like, oh, they're just not showing up to work. They're at home chilling. But no, they were out there trying to make their point be heard, which is so cool. So I totally support them. I haven't gone to King Supers since the strike, but I am running a little low on groceries. So we'll see what happens. I'll have to go to another store, which is totally fine because I support you guys. I totally support you guys. I've been on TikTok a lot lately, and because like, what else am I doing? But I've been scrolling through TikTok, and I've got a couple of problems with TikTok right now because TikTok is really making me wonder if I have ADHD. And I'm like, do I have ADHD? Because like every fourth video as I'm scrolling on TikTok on my For You page, it's like every fourth video is either, I didn't know I had ADHD, and now I know I have ADHD, and I'm getting my ADHD medicine. And I'm like, wait, are they targeting me? Do I have ADHD? Like shaking legs, I do that. But I'm like, no. I don't think I have ADHD. I just think I have anxiety sometimes. And that's what that is. It's either these commercials for ADHD or like get your birth control in the mail. It's like one of those two things. And so I'm like, man, do I have ADHD? Like I really wonder sometimes. And Hulu has been driving me crazy lately. I mean, actually I shouldn't say lately because it's been always, but I have the commercials on Hulu, right? So as I'm watching Hulu, like, you know that these are all targeted ads, and sometimes the targeted ads are like spot on. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna buy that. And I don't care that they totally targeted me and it worked, but it is what it is. But sometimes a lot of these commercials lately have been like these like medical commercials, these commercials for different diseases and different things that you may have. And I'm like, I don't know. Do I have scoliosis? I don't know. Do I have Crohn's disease? Because Hulu continues to just give me all these commercials for all these different medicines for different diseases and stuff. And I'm like, Hulu, what do you know that I don't know? Because they're supposed to be targeted ads. So like TikTok and Hulu, if these are targeted ads, like what do you know that I don't? because now I'm concerned and I don't think I should be concerned. But at the same time, like if you know something that I don't know, please tell me. So I don't know. It's a weird thing. Another thing on TikTok that I've been really upset about ever since the new year is my favorite TikTok couple. They broke up. They're a gay couple. Their names are Ian and Chris, and I've learned a lot from them. I mean, I just enjoy their videos. They're just like playful. They play pranks on each other. Ian has just like such a big mouth, and he'll go on these just like talking sprees while Chris is secretly recording him, and they're just so funny, and they're such a loving, great couple, and they've got a lot of love for each other, but they did break up, I guess, just before the new year, and they just announced it on TikTok because people were like noticing, like, hey, you went on a New Year's trip and I didn't see Ian there. Like, what's going on? So I found out that, yeah, they broke up, but they're trying to be friends and they're trying to be TikTok partners, and I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. So they have announced, yeah, we broke up, but we still have love for each other. It was an amicable breakup, and we're still going to be recording with each other, and we're still going to do TikTok videos. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that, mostly because it's like, it's one thing to work with your significant other. It's another to work with your ex-boyfriend. Like, I've tried to do that before, and there's gonna be awkward moments. There's always gonna be awkward moments, and there's gonna be disagreements. And because you're not together anymore, those disagreements are probably gonna be bigger than they ever were before. And so it's just gonna create drama. And I don't know, it just seems really fake to me as well. It's like, I guess they got two apartments in the same apartment building so they can live their separate lives, but also still be close together to like work together and put up videos and do sponsored stuff. But I'm like, can you just be your own two separate people? Like, you broke up. It's okay. If that was what was best for you, I loved you as a couple. But if it's best for you to break up and it's not working, like, that's life and that's all right. But for you to like have to work with each other and like pretend fake love each other still, I don't like it. I don't buy it. It's totally okay that you guys can have like two separate TikToks. They're both separate channels and they're both really successful already from all their old stuff together. So it's just weird to me that they are trying to pretend to be together and but not together. And I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay. I just don't like it. But I still love the both of them separately and together, but they're still not together. So that's the part I don't like. What do you say? Let's get into it, huh? 2022 acting up already, because we heard on Sunday, January 9th, that Bob Saget had passed away. This is really, really sad because he was only 65 years old. He was seemingly healthy. I mean, he was currently on a comedy tour. He was found dead in his bed in a hotel room in Florida. And the saddest part is just like knowing how loved he was and how, what a great person he is. He was only 4 years into his marriage. That's still a new marriage. And just seeing all these celebrity memorials and hearing their stories, it's like, wow, like Bob was loved by everyone and hated by no one, which says a lot about you. So I just think that he's an incredible person. And I actually had a chance to meet him back in like 2018 when I was doing mornings with JJ Kincaid. He came in and he was doing shows at Comedy Works in the Tech Center. And so he came in and did like radio rounds and interviews. And so he was just this like normal, cool guy. Like you, I always get nervous when celebrities are about to come in, but he was so cool. Like he came in his cool black leather jacket. It was early in the morning. It was probably like, I don't know, 8 or 9 in the morning. And he came in with his sunglasses on inside. And so I was like, I just want to be that person. You know, I strive to be the person that wears their sunglasses at all times because they're so freaking cool at all times other than, you know, times that I'm high at the grocery store. That's what I strive to be. But he was super nice. He played along with us. He made dirty jokes. I mean, he was everything that I thought he would be. Now, the cause of death has not been released as I'm recording this, but officials say that he died in his sleep and was not in any pain. Cause of death looks like it could either be a stroke or a heart attack. Officials are still investigating, but rest in peace, Bob Saget. You are a wonderful human being. This story about Drake is crazy, but not crazy. So Drake hooked up with this Insta model, right? It was consensual. They had fun. They did the dirty. And then when they were done, Drake went to the bathroom to clean himself up and to throw away the condom, which props to Drake for using a condom. Someone go tell Tristan Thompson that even Drake uses them. They're cool. It's okay to use a freaking condom. So he throws away the condom in the bathroom. And afterwards, the girl, this Insta model, goes into the bathroom to clean herself up too. But what she decided to do is go in there, grab the condom out of the trash, untie it, and she tries to inseminate herself so she can be Drake's next baby mama. Bitch, come on. Do not do that. Oh, I hate women like this. I can't. Well, it doesn't work because she says that she was putting it in her. She said it felt like she was pouring lava into her pussy. And she starts screaming. And Drake was still around. He's like, what is going on? She told him what she did. She fessed up to it. And he was like, oh, I put hot sauce in the condom. I put hot sauce in the condom before throwing it away. So trifling ass hoes like you don't try to claim child support. Uh-huh. So Drake is a genius. I love that he did this. It sucks that he has to take these measures because he's Drake. But I mean, good for him for taking these measures. And then you don't end up like Tristan Thompson or a second Adonis. I'm sorry. But I don't care about this woman at all. I don't even want to name her. I mean, she got what she deserved. Like, what are you doing? This is not okay. But now this woman is being even more of a garbage human being because she's trying to sue Drake for what happened. Because I guess her genitals got all messed up and they were burning and it hurt and stuff. And so now she's trying to sue Drake for this. But I don't know. There's no way that this is an actual case, right? And like, is she incriminating herself? Maybe. Like, I don't know. I don't know how this all works. Like, maybe scamming for child support. Did she just incriminate herself because she just admitted that she tried to take the used condom and inseminate herself? Like, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I wish nothing but crusty ass syphilis on this hoe. Fuck that bitch. Machine Gun Kelly proposed to Megan Fox. I love this. I love them. They're fucking weirdos, but I have so much love for them. And I love that they are now going to get married and be together forever. I hope so, at least. Okay, let me start by reenacting what they wrote on their respective Instagrams, okay? I'm going to start with MGK.
Yes, in this life and every life, beneath the same branches we fell in love under, I brought her back to ask her to marry me. I know, tradition is one ring, but I designed it with Stephen Webster to be two. The emerald, her birthstone, and the diamond, my birthstone. Set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love.
Okay, here's Megan's.
In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree. We asked for magic. We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frantic period of time. Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off the love and the karma. Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together, and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood.
You fucking weirdos! They're all in love. I love it. I love this.
Oh, but Nina, what about the part where they said they would drink each other's blood?
I know, okay? But the way she wrote it, I mean, clearly it was a joke, right? Right? It was at the end of the post. It was a dot, 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 and then we drank each other's blood. It was a joke. They're joking about it. Come on. I mean, they have talked about drinking each other's blood before, but I don't know. Maybe it is serious. Maybe it is real. I mean, let them, though. Let them be little weirdos. Let them do what they're going to do, okay? Angelina Jolie, remember her? She carried a vial of Billy Bob, whatever the fuck his name is, Thornton, a vial of his blood around her neck back in the 90s. And I'm sure that they drank it at some point, too. And I'm sure they had some weird, wild, crazy sex. And that's why they stayed together for so long, because they're just, that's their mentality and that's what they want to do. But MGK and Megan Fox have always been like this, okay? Y'all just missed the signs. Megan was the 2000s hot girl, but y'all chose not to see her weirdness. She's always been dark, and I don't mean dark as in like a bad thing at all. I just mean a little dramatic and a little emo maybe, and probably into some kinky ass sex shit, all right? Which is actually super hot to think about because it's Megan Fox, but MGK, he's always been a weirdo too. I mean, they found their match. I think that's all it is. It's not my fault that you guys have lived in a world of sunshine and butterflies and rainbows, and you can't forget about the weird kinky sex people who have blood all over them and drink each other's blood, and it is what it is, okay? The world is crazy and people have a lot of kinky sex. Don't forget that. I'm Nina Blanco. That is it for this episode, episode 4 of the Nina Blanco podcast. You can listen on Spotify. We are now on Apple Podcasts, and you can check out full videos on YouTube as well. All you got to do is search the Nina Blanco podcast. It should come up for you. Make sure to follow on socials as well. I have something cool that I'm trying to plan and trying to line up for next month, but I'm just tying up some loose ends before I announce it to the world. But just know that I have something really cool that is coming up. I would love for you to kind of be a part of it. And so I'll have details for you on that, hopefully in the next episode of the podcast on Wednesday. So I'm just tying up some loose ends, just tying up those loose ends. And then I'll come back with all the details of this really cool thing that I'm trying to plan. So I love you so much. Thank you for listening to the Nina Blanco podcast.